Hello, good morning. Welcome to AM Update on the Talking Information Center for today, Tuesday, the 7th of April, 2026. I'm John. We begin this morning with your commission commuter update sent in by Andrew LaPointe. He begins with information on the MBTA bus lines. CT2 has been permanently discontinued. The CT2 route has been combined with the existing Route 85 and the new Route 85 with service between Ruggles and Assembly. All CT2 stops are being served by this new bus Route 85. And if you want more information on this, a website has been set up, mbta.com/bus changes. A stop closure, the stop at Geneva Ave at Dakota Street, outbound, has been permanently closed. Riders can use stops at Geneva Ave at Westville Street or Geneva Ave at Townwanda Street. That affects bus routes 15, 17, and 19. The Boylston Street at Dartmouth, a bus stop, has been permanently closed. Temporarily closed Thursday, April 9th till Friday, April 24th, and that is due to Boston Marathon activities in Copley Square. Route 40 is detoured due to construction, skipping the stop at 136 Georgetown Place. The closest stops with service are Dedham Parkway at Georgetown Drive inbound and Georgetown Drive at Georgetown Place outbound. The stop at the south corner of Washington at Molina Cass Boulevard is no longer serving Route 47 outbound towards Central Square. Use the stop located at the north corner of the intersection near the bike path, affecting the outbound direction. The combined Route 40 and 50 bus stops have been discontinued and now running as two separate routes, 40 and 50. All Route 40 trips between Georgetown and Forest Hills. All Route 50 trips travel between Cleary Square and Forest Hills. Route 55 outbound is detoured due to sewer construction, skipping Kilmerick Street at Petersboro Street and Kilmerick Street at Queensbury Street. The closest outbound stops with service are Boylston at Jersey Street and Queensbury at Jersey. The bus stop at Brookline Ave at Longwood outbound has moved due to construction. Board buses at Brookline Ave at Deaconess Road, affecting 60 and 65 on the bus routes. The stop at Hanscom Field Drive at Old Bedford Road has moved 700 feet to the newly rebuilt Hanscom Air Force Base Visitors Control Center and has been renamed the Hanscom Air Force Base, affecting bus route 76. The stop at Mass Ave at Wendell Street outbound has moved about 100 feet south from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Weekdays only until further notice, that is due to construction. Route 87 trips have been permanently extended to Arlington Center. This change provides more service in Arlington on weekday evenings. North Quincy, Hancock Street Garage. Use Hancock Street for station and garage vehicular access through the end of June, that is due to road construction. Bus Route 225, the stop at Quincy Ave at Charlesmont Ave and Quincy Ave opposite Charlesmont Ave, have moved approximately 300 feet east and have been renamed Quincy Ave at Burns Ave and Quincy Ave opposite Burns Ave. One more for the bus routes. All Route 350 trips now serve Burlington Mall Road between North Burlington and Alewife. Moving over to your commuter rail updates for this Tuesday morning, the weekend of April 11th through 12th, 18th and 19th, and 25th and 26th, Fall River New Bedford line service will originate and terminate at Braintree. Passengers can use the Red Line for service between Braintree and South Station. Same applies to this line suspension, route April 10th through 12th, 24th through 27th, the Red Line and Green Line will replace service on the Fitchburg Line between North Station and Porter. Board Worcester Line Train 503 from South Station on the inbound platform, Track 5 at Back Bay Station today, April 16 and April 17th. The Norwood Depot parking lot is closed for repaving. Please consider parking at Norwood's Central Parking. The weekend of April 11th through 12th, 18th through 19th, and 25th through 26th, Greenbush line service will originate and terminate at Braintree. Passengers can use the Red Line for service between Braintree and South Station. And some elevator and escalator alerts for this Tuesday morning. Government Center escalator 445 Copley and West, as well as Blue Line platforms to street unavailable due to maintenance. Haymarket elevator 908 Green Line lobby to subway, to busway, and Sudbury Street and New Chardon Street unavailable due to maintenance. Lowell elevator lobby to pedestrian bridge is unavailable through June. That is due to construction. Lynn elevator 929 street parking, street to parking garage. That is unavailable due to maintenance. Lynn elevator 930 street to parking garage unavailable until further notice. North Station escalator 392. Forest Hills, Copley, and West platforms to Causeway Street Lobby, unavailable. North Station Escalator 393, Oak Grove platform to Causeway Street, unavailable. Ruggles Escalator 136, Orange Line platform to Upper Lobby is unavailable. Seven Hill Escalator 423, platform to Paid Lobby, unavailable. And Wonderland Elevator 703, Main Lobby to Garage, unavailable. From April 13th through April 17th due to maintenance. With that, we check in with Andrew LaPointe. He is standing by in Salem on this Tuesday with your Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook. Andrew, hello and good morning to you.
Good morning, John, and to our TIC listeners. This is Andrew J. LaPointe with the Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook for today, Tuesday, April 7th, 2026. Okay, we do have two sign companies setting up shop on Washington Street, one at 81, which is right with the new building there at the corner of Church in Washington. Okay, they'll be there for approximately 3 hours, what I'm told. There will be a safety officer out there stationed out front, making sure the pedestrians are, the margin of safety is intact there. Also at 189 Washington Street, which is, it's right down by the Pond Street. Okay, so at the corner Pond in Washington, that's going up the Mill Hill area. Okay, they say that's 189, but I think they got that address wrong. But that's where the sign company is going to be anyway, right by Pond Street at the corner Pond and Washington. Okay, that's kind of like across from that new. New hotel there, okay, and right up a tad is Harbor Street on the opposite side. So use caution in that area. Safety officers will be also at that location to make sure your margin of safety is in good shape there. Okay, and then street sweep will be again at the Willows. Okay, there's all the streets off of Ford Avenue, all of right by Memorial Drive, throughout the whole area of the Willows, and then part of Essex Street. And I think they're going to end right by Webb Street. Okay, so that's street sweep today. So just use caution there. safety officer will be driving around making sure motor vehicles are taken off the streets there so street sweep can do their job. And just what you need to do is just protect your facial area just for a brief moment, just to make sure that no airborne debris hits your eyes. And Verizon will be on Highland Avenue at 111. Okay, that's right near the high school area. Okay, so but they'll be on the Highland Ave side, on the same side as the high school. Okay, so if you're using that Western Ave Lynn T bus, and take one of the stops right in that general area, and just make sure you know that Verizon will be in there, over there. The safety officer will be on site anyway, so if he or she sees that you need assistance, they'll approach you. Okay, you'll be all set there. And of course, D&D Power will be returning to the Willows area again. Okay, so the Willows is going to be quite busy today. Okay, the Willows area, because the Aspen Tree is also going to be in the mix. So you got Aspen Tree, you've got D&D Power, and you have Street Sweep. Okay, so just keep that in mind if you're traveling around the Willows area. Okay, that's through Fort Avenue, all the way down Memorial Drive, and you know the Winter Island Road area, all the way down to the end by Hobbs Popcorn, and throughout the residential area of the Willows. And Mira will be returning to the station there on Lafayette Street, anywhere between Holly Street and the Loring Ave area. Okay, so just use caution there. Safety officers will be on site there. There's four officers will be dealing with that project there. Okay, that those details there. So you should be fine if you take, no matter what T-bus stop you take over there or get off of. And that's it. If you do have any questions, give me a call. Andrew J. LaPointe at 978-578-0185. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and looking forward to reporting back to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andrew. We take a look now at the front page headlines in the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald for today, Tuesday, April 7th, 2026. Front page of today's Boston Globe: bill calls for social media ban for children. House leaders also seek cell phone limits in schools. Healy likely to offer her own plan. Cuts loom as Wu to file $4.9 billion budget. Mayor says proposal would increase spending by 2% and trim some grant programs. Ahead of World Cup, transportation players look to score a big payday. Hope and skepticism ride together as drivers try to figure out how nearly 2 million fans will get to and from Gillette Stadium. Overhaul for special needs faces hurdles. Advocates say loss of aides in classes sabotages efforts. A record venture to far side of the moon. Astronauts set distance mark from Earth as they whip through space. All of those stories on the front page of today's Boston Globe. We turn now to the Boston Herald, the front page of the Herald this morning. Birchmore case, damning DNA. Farwell evidence found on alleged murder weapon, prosecutors say. Cup cost, $80 train ride to soccer game. Also, all Scholastics top student-athlete honors begin today. All of those stories and more come your way here on the Talking Information Center when our newspaper coverage begins shortly at 8 o'clock this morning. That's the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock the Washington Post, 12 noon today's reading of the New York Times. And right now, on AM Update, a check on your latest weather forecast, and still to come, lottery numbers, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule. Here's the forecast for the Boston and South Shore area on the Talking Information Center from the National Weather Service. For today, cloudy with showers, temperatures in the mid-30s. Overnight, more clouds. Could be some snow showers, temperatures in the mid-20s. Wednesday, sunny, temperatures in the lower 40s. The sun rose this morning at 6:15, setting at 7:17 this evening. Stay tuned for more heading your way next on the Talking Information Center. Checking those lottery numbers for this Tuesday morning, we start with the numbers game and the midday drawing. 9731, the evening numbers in the numbers game. 4775. Mass Cash, their evening drawing. 123, 25, 26, 28. Mass Cash evening drawing 5, 8, 25, 29, 34. Mega Millions, 31, 45, 62, 63, 68, 15. Powerball, 7, 24, 37, 42, 57, 5. Millionaire for Life, 15, 26, 27, 51, 56, 1. And finally, Megabucks, 9, 17, 18, 24, 25, 38. And now we check in with Billy with the horoscope, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule.
Good morning. This is your horoscope reading for Tuesday, April 7th, 2026. Aries. Today you could receive an invitation to a social event that you'll really want to attend. People could be there who might turn out to be important contacts. Nonetheless, you might find that other responsibilities interfere with your plans and experience a wave of disappointment. If you are creative, you will find a way to fulfill your obligations and attend the event, too. Think about it. Taurus. An opportunity to travel to a place you've always wanted to visit, perhaps for business reasons, could come your way today. This could be very exciting, but you might have some difficulty making the arrangements. Flights could be full, hotels too costly, and responsibilities at home need attention, but you can find a way to deal with any obstacle. Think creatively and get busy. Gemini. Daydreams full of adventure, perhaps involving travel, could take up a lot of your time today. You are probably bored with your situation and longing to do something to break your routine. You might have no idea how you can escape from everything right now. Don't force it. Spend the afternoon in a place you don't usually visit. You'll come up with a workable idea in due time. Go for it. Cancer. Your desire to see a romantic partner could be very strong today. However, if you ask, you might be turned down. Don't jump to the conclusion that your friend doesn't want to see you. If he or she says there are responsibilities to attend to, believe it. You might have to wait until another day, but that possibility is the worst that will happen. Have a little faith and hang in there. Leo. Overindulgence in food and drink over the past few days could be causing you to feel a little out of sorts today. You might even wonder if the fun was worth it. A little careful attention to yourself will have you back to normal in no time. Don't be surprised, however, if another opportunity to live it up presents itself. Take care. You don't want to feel this way again. Virgo. A strong desire to meet with a romantic partner could come over you today. However, you might not be able to reach your friend. He or she could be busy and unable to respond to phone messages or emails. Nonetheless, don't get too frustrated. If you persist, the two of you will eventually touch base. If you can't see each other today, make arrangements for tomorrow. Better late than never. Libra. A moody family member could have you confused, and you might not be able to discern the best way to find out what's bothering him or her. Don't overanalyze the situation. The best way is probably just to come right out and tactfully speak your mind. You'll probably find that this person simply has some minor problems to work through. Nothing serious enough to worry about.
Scorpio!
You might want to spend most of today outside, perhaps taking a walk through a park. You could have some serious thinking to do and feel the best recourse is to be by yourself for a while. Decisions won't come easily today, so don't try to force them. Just enjoy being out in the fresh air. Sometimes things come together more quickly if you forget about them for a while.
Sagittarius!
Money problems could be on your mind, perhaps more so than necessary. You might have a tendency to blow them out of proportion and think they are worse than they are. Try to make a special effort to be objective. You might need to cut a few corners and devise a few temporary economy measures. But your situation should be back to normal within a week or two. Relax.
Capricorn.
Today you could look in the mirror and panic about your appearance. You might be feeling a little under the weather and look a little tired. Nonetheless, you probably look a lot better than you think you do. Don't fall into the trap of blowing every little flaw out of proportion. A little rest was probably all you need in order to look like yourself again.
Aquarius.
Your artistic abilities could seem a bit blocked today. You could be anxious to complete a half-finished project, but at this point, you may have no idea where to go with it. Don't panic. Do something else for a day or two, and ideas will probably flow as if by magic. If you don't have a tight deadline, there's no rush to complete the work now. Give it some time.
And Pisces.
Today you could have a strong desire to get out and socialize. You could well spend a lot of time on the phone trying to reach some friends, but not have much luck with it. If they are busy, a frustrating game of phone tag could result. You might try just dropping by. Even if he or she can't see you right then, you can make arrangements for later.
And on this day in history.
In 1994, violence erupts in Rwanda, foreshadowing genocide. On April 7, 1994, violence fuels the launch of what would become the worst episode of genocide since World War II, the massacre of an estimated 500,000 to 1 million innocent civilian Tutsis and moderate Hutsis. Following the first wave of massacres, Rwandan forces managed to discourage international intervention with the murder of 10 Belgian peacekeeping officers. The Tutsis, a minority group that made up about 10% of Rwanda's population, received no assistance from the international community. Although the United Nations later conceded that a mere 5,000 soldiers deployed at the outset would have stopped the wholesale slaughter. The immediate roots of the 1994 genocide dated back to the early 1990s when President Juvenal Habyarimana, a Hutu, began using anti-Tutsi rhetoric to consolidate his power among the Hutsis. Beginning in October 1990, there were several massacres of hundreds of Tutsis. Although the two ethnic groups were very similar, sharing the same language and culture for centuries, the law required registration based on ethnicity. The government and army began to assemble the Inter-Ahomwe, meaning those who attacked together, and prepared for the elimination of the Tutsis by arming Hutus with guns and machetes. In January 1994, the United Nations Forces Rwanda warned that larger massacres were imminent. On April 6, 1994,
President Habyarimana was killed when his plane was shot down. It was not known if the attack was carried out by the Rwandan Patriotic Front, or RPF, a Tutsi military organization stationed outside the country at the time, or by Hutu extremists trying to instigate a mass killing. In any event, Hutu extremists in the military, led by Colonel Theoneste Bagosora, immediately went into action, murdering Tutsis and moderate Hutus within hours of the crash. And in this morning's science update, buried Roman sanctuary discovered beneath Frankfurt hints at shocking rituals. A buried Roman cult complex in Frankfurt may reveal shocking rituals and rewrite what we know about ancient religion. A major new research effort to shed light on a remarkable Roman discovery in Frankfurt, Germany. The German Research Foundation, or DFG, and the Swiss National Science Foundation, or SNF, have jointly awarded more than 1 million euros to support the study of a large Roman sanctuary in an ancient city of Nidia, or Frankfurt-Handerheim. Over the next 3 years, researchers will carry out an in-depth investigation of what is considered one of the most important recent finds in Roman Germania. The project, titled Exploring the Dynamics of a Roman Sanctuary, Interdisciplinary Studies on Spatial Organization and Depositions at the Central Sanctuary in Nidia, Handerheim, brings together experts from several institutions. Participants include the Archaeological Museum of Frankfurt, Dr. Karsten Wenzel, the Institute for Archaeological Sciences at Goethe University Frankfurt, Professor Angia Klockner of Classical Archaeology, Professor Marcius Scholz, Archaeology and History of the Roman Provinces, and Professor Astrid Stob of Archaea Obotani, and the Institute for Integrative Prehistoric and Scientific Archaeology, or IPNA, at the University of Basel, Professor Sabine Deschler-Erb and Dr. Barbara Stopp. Additional partners include Frankfurt's City Monument Office of Denkmalumet, and the Roman Germanic Commission, or RGK, of the German Archaeological Institute. The initiative was formally introduced at a press conference at the Archaeological Museum of Frankfurt. Dr. Ina Hartwig, Frankfurt's City Commissioner for Culture and Science, highlighted the importance of the discovery. The central cult district of Nidia represents an archaeological discovery of almost unparalleled significance in Europe. Its comprehensive scholarly investigation will further establish Frankfurt as a hub of international cutting-edge research. The project demonstrates the strength of our research landscape when museums, universities, non-university research institutions, and heritage conversation work hand-in-hand to make research visible within the city. The sanctuary came to light during excavations carried out by the Monument Office between 2016 and 2018 and again in 2022 in Frankfurt's Nordwannstedt district. The work took place during construction of the new Raumstaffschule, where archaeologists excavated more than 4,500 square meters of the center of an ancient Roman city.